for those perhaps not all that familiar with a Catholic Mass, what happens at this part of the Mass is called the homily. And the word homily means interpretation. What the homily is an interpretation of the scripture readings that we have just heard. And we are in the most important time of the Christian year. It's called the Easter season. Christians believe that 2,000 years ago, God was literally killed on the cross on Good Friday. And God was literally raised from the dead on Easter Sunday. And so the title for my homily, my interpretation of the scriptures this evening is Heaven Breaking Into This World. Heaven Breaking Into This World. In his one-man theatrical play called Vienne, the actor Leonardo de Filippis dramatized various moments in the confessional life of St. John Vianney. St. John Vianney is considered one of the great priests of the Catholic tradition, and he's actually the patron saint of all priests. Now, John Vianney lived at a terrible time in the aftermath of the French Revolution. And one of the things that happened during the French Revolution, there was an intense antagonism towards the church, and a particular antagonism towards Catholic priests called anti-clericalism. And the story is told of St. John Vianney, who, by the way, was the pastor in a church in a city or a town called Ars, 300 kilometers north of Paris. But he was such an insightful confessor that people would, this is like in the 19th century, people would travel all the way from Paris, 300 kilometers north to Ars, and they would camp out for 3 days, in order for St. John Vianney to hear their confession. Remarkable. Well, the story's told of this one man who went to St. John Vianney, and he was filled with an intense sense of worry and concern. He said that during the revolution, there was a bounty on priests, meaning that if you turned in a priest, you would get moolah and the priest would be killed. And this is what happened with this man. He turned a priest into the authorities and the priest was killed. And so now he, this man, is before St. John Vianney, and he's so worried, wondering if God would ever be able to forgive this most horrible sin. And as St. John Vianney heard this man's confession and comforted him, listen to the words that he said. Thanks to the good God, one day you will rejoice with that priest in heaven. I'm going to tell you now about a Protestant. I used to be a Protestant. I really like Protestants. This man was named Jim Elliot. Jim Elliot was a Protestant missionary who in the 1950s and 60s went to the country called Ecuador in South America, Central or South America. And the place that he was going to go to was very hostile to outsiders. People said to him, he was a fool for going to Ecuador with the possibility of facing death. And this is what Jim Elliot said in response. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep for what he cannot lose. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep for what he cannot lose. What was the perspective that St. John Vianney, who lived in the 19th century, and Jim Elliot, who lived in the 20th century, had on life? They understood that because of Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection, heaven is now breaking into this world. Another person for whom this was the case is this woman, St. Faustina. St. Faustina was from Poland. If you know anything of the history of Poland, it's a devoutly Catholic country, but also a country that has experienced profound hardship down through the centuries. In the year 1931, Jesus Christ appeared to St. Faustina repeatedly. And out of her repeated encounters with Jesus, she wrote her diaries, the Diaries of St. Faustina. As well, this image that's in front of me here, Jesus Christ actually gave this image to St. Faustina. And she asked for an artist to be able to paint what she envisioned. And out of this statue, or this picture, excuse me, there flows water and blood, the two things that flowed from Jesus' side at his crucifixion. The water represents our baptism. The blood represents the Holy Eucharist. And as she, St. Faustina, was thinking about the times in which we lived, remember this is the 1930s, the rise of Nazism, the terrible things that would happen in Poland as a result of Nazism, let alone the rest of the world. But listen to what Jesus Christ said to St. Faustina. "Faustina, compared to my mercy, your miseries are like a tiny twig being thrown into a roaring fire. Your miseries are like a tiny twig being thrown into a roaring fire." I mentioned a minute ago a pope whose name was Pope St. John Paul II. During the 1940s, Pope St. John Paul II was in his 20s, and he worked in a stone quarry for the Nazis. He was forced labor to work there. He was eventually ordained a priest, made a bishop, and then in 1978, he was made the first Polish pope in the history of the Catholic Church. And he said for him, the happiest day of his life was April 30th in the year 2000, because you know what he did on that day? He canonized Faustina. She became the first saint of the new millennium, of the 21st century. And he, Pope St. John Paul II, said that what we need in our day more than anything else is for people to know the mercy of Jesus, to know of his love, to know of his compassion, to know of his care. Now, all three of these people that I've mentioned, St. Faustina, Jim Elliot, and St. John Vianney, understood that through Jesus Christ, heaven is breaking into this world. But now, for those of you who are more mathematically inclined, let me show you a Venn diagram. I want you to look to the screen that is to your right. The pink represents the world that we live in here. The green represents the world to come. That is heaven and eternal life. And do you see where the green and the pink intersect? We live here. Who lives here? The church. This is what it means to be the church. We still live in the old world. And you all know that, don't you? I mean, don't we all get depressed when we read the news? Don't we sometimes get anxious when we're on Facebook or any other social media? Because we think, what in the world is going on in this world? Because it's the world. But here's the point. Because of Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the dead, the world to come is breaking into this world. And to be baptized into the Catholic Church is to understand something. Of course, we're not here yet because we're not in heaven. We're not to live here either. We're to live here where the two intersect. Someone who knew this with such insight and clarity was this man, St. Peter, who was martyred for his faith around the year 66 AD. He was crucified upside down. And this is a representation of his getting ready to be crucified with his head facing the ground. St. Peter is the first pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Pope Francis is Pope 268. There have been 268 popes in continuity. Our first pope, Peter, understood the challenges of trying to live in this world with the world of heaven breaking in with all of the challenges that we face in this world. And so in a letter that he wrote, which we heard Gary read today, he wants to give encouragement. He, Peter, was writing to Christians who were being persecuted and killed for their faith. Have you ever heard of a guy named Nero? He was the emperor. One of the things Nero liked to do for his sport was he would put Christians onto posts, he would douse them with fuel, and he would light them on fire. That's right at the time when Peter writes these words. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he's given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The thing I want you to highlight here is that we've been given new birth. What's he talking about? He's talking about baptism. Last Saturday evening, right over here in a pool that we brought in, I baptized 11 adults who had never been baptized before, but they realized that they want to be part of the Catholic Church. How grateful I am today that Clive and Poppy, as 14-year-olds, are going to be baptized. I'm so glad you guys are here. But this is for you. These words were written 2,000 years ago, and they're not just for you, they're for everyone here because you've been baptized. And we've been baptized, says St. Peter, into this living hope. What is hope? Hope is the confidence that there's a promise that's been given that is not yet realized. A promise given that is not yet realized. And that hope is that one day we're going to share fully in the life of heaven. That is the Christian belief. But here's one of the things that we also recognize, what St. Peter says next. He says, you have been given birth into an inheritance. Here's heaven. Into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Kept in heaven for you. In other words, it's never going to go bad. It's never going to be like sour milk. It's never going to be like cheese that gets moldy or something that rusts. It's permanent. It's eternal. But, says St. Peter, it's kept in heaven for us. And, says Peter, now in the present, we're being protected by the power of God through our faith in Christ, for a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. This is the hope. That which we do not yet see, but Jesus Christ has promised. Now, here's the thing you need to understand for these Christians. They had this perspective on life. Why were these Christians rejoicing? Not because of what was happening in the Roman Colosseum. There, it was lions 99, Christians 0. Not because of what the Roman Empire was doing to try to thwart and to destroy the Christian movement. But listen to what St. Peter says this in this next bit. In this we rejoice, that is in our inheritance, even if now for a little while you've had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Okay, let me use another picture. What we have here, this represents $1 million. And here's the guy standing next to the $1 million. Here we've got $100 million. Here we've got $1 billion. And here we've got $1 trillion. Now check out the dude with the $1 trillion. See how small he is? He's here in the circle. Here's the point I'm wanting to make, or what Peter's wanting to make. Everything you could want in this world is like having $1 million. It's good. I like it. But the life that awaits us, says St. Peter, is more than $1 trillion. That's what Christians believe. And the only reason we believe it is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. There is no other reason. This is our hope. This is our belief. And so, with that in mind, listen to these last words of Peter. Although you have not seen him, that is, we've not seen Jesus, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. What does this mean? One day you're going to be made perfect. One day the fairy tale that ends with, and they all lived happily ever after, will actually come true. Do you know why? It's the gospel. It is the story of Jesus. But in conclusion, let me move from a Venn diagram to this most remarkable painting. This is by the Italian painter named Caravaggio, and it's called the incredulity of St. Thomas. This is St. Thomas right here. Incredulity means amazement, skepticism, doubt, unbelief, or wonder. And Thomas is the one who wasn't there on that Easter Sunday, and he said, unless I see Jesus for myself, unless I can put my finger in his wounds and put my finger in his side, I will not believe. And 8 days later, Jesus shows up. Now let me show you how this painting is representative of my Venn diagram. This is, it might be a little hard to see, this is the wound in Jesus' side. And Thomas is putting his finger right in there. That represents this world and all of the suffering that's part of this world. But this isn't just any Jesus, this is the resurrected Christ. And so he, Thomas, encounters the resurrected Jesus. And here we have, I think, St. Peter and maybe St. John. They represent the church. And so, the present world, represented by the wound. The world to come, represented by the resurrected Christ. These people assembled here, that's you and me. In conclusion, let me put it to you really clearly. Without the church, you will not maintain your faith. The world's too powerful. It will consume you. It will say, our show and our story is the only story in town. But those people, like St. Faustina, like Jim Elliot, and like St. John Vianney, understood what Jesus said to Thomas. And these words are for you and me. Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. And so in conclusion, Clive and Poppy, you're not going to figure this all out at once, and you're not supposed to. But you have the rest of your life to come and to believe the wonder of this story. And it's so cool because you're part of a family with people like St. John Vianney, Jim Elliot, St. Faustina, Pope St. John Paul II, and everyone in this room. It's true. Because of the resurrection, heaven is breaking into this world.